All right, everybody, another segment from Real Talk Fitness. I run into this a lot, just this scenario. There's a big misunderstanding still on, you know, what is the best way to reach your fitness goal. Many folks' fitness goal is weight loss and stuff like that. Or more importantly, fat loss. And there's basically three main things motivations people have to start exercising, and that's weight loss, to look better and feel better, health, and energy is a big one. Energy. So one of those three, somebody falls into those categories. So you have to determine what category you fit into, and that's how you can kind of set your goals in place. And the information is out there. You know, it's not rocket science. You could literally type in Google, type in your situation, type in your weight and your goal, and you're going to come up with an answer. You know, the problem is that you're not going to want to apply that answer, and you're not going to be used to kind of what it takes to apply that answer. It's just the culture we live in. It's we have this great thing called medicine. Where they can solve things with a quick and simple procedure, and it changes your life. You know, you can get the right medication that you need, and it can change your life. Well, exercise is not that way. I would say exercise is probably as difficult, if not more difficult, than smoking, because it's such a big part of your life. You know, there's social implications. It's more about how to apply these things that you already know. You know, and you have plenty of options. It's about how to apply these things that you already know. So if you want to go with the most efficient way, so for weight loss example or fat loss example, it's going to be high intensity interval training with compound movements. That's for anybody. It has to be scaled to your ability level, obviously. But that's going to be the textbook answer. But you have to look at your options, and just doing something over years and years is better than just doing something like high intensity interval training for 3 months. You get some results, and then, you know, you balloon back up again because you stop it so quick when those 3 months are up, because you dreaded every second of it. It screwed up the rest of your life, you know, it screwed up your outside life and all that. I mean, you got to realize that you have to be able to implement it into your life. So you can look at a lot of options of just any activity, whether it's soccer, running, you know, spin class, yoga. You have to look at those things and figure out what can you apply practically. And what's something that you can fit into your lifestyle that you can dedicate yourself to for years and years and years. Okay. And so someone's going to come at me and say, oh, what the heck, you know, you're not going to get there the best way. That's giving people bad information. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, do you want to balloon back up again? Do you want to just do something that you dread? I mean, human beings are not going to just do something that they dread and dread and dread. There's one caveat to this. So say you said, oh, soccer, that's something I really enjoy. And so I'll do that consistently for years and years and years, and that will be all I need. The one caveat is it has to be safe and it has to be at the proper intensity. Now, you may not be able to do the proper intensity right off the bat. So just the fact that you're doing something consistently is a fantastic start, and you will still see results. I've seen it before my very eyes. You know, you can still see results at low intensity exercise, but you just might not see nearly as much, and, you know, you might not be using your time as efficiently as you can. And so a lot of, like, trainers and, you know, fitness folks, you know, want to one-up each other, and somebody gives a certain kind of advice, and they just want to say, well, an even better way is to do that, but do it more intensely, or no, you should do HIIT cardio. It's like, okay, they're just trying to one-up each other, and it's more of a power play. They're not thinking, okay, this is the psychology of change, and how you would go about that is you would have to have self-awareness yourself. You'd have to make sure that that person has self-awareness, and if someone's listening to this, you got to understand that, you know, you have to have some self-awareness and figure out what you can fit into your lifestyle, it may not be something that you enjoy. Some people just don't like activity or something like that, but it has to be something that you know, you can do on a consistent basis, you can put up with on a consistent basis, mentally, along with your outside life. And so it's now a game of psychology. You know, why do you think that there's so much fitness motivation? As I've talked about before, you know, there's a reason why there's so much fitness motivation out there, videos, and, you know, you can get that especially with a community. So if you haven't thought about it yet, you know, I really don't know how I could, you know, implement anything or stick anything into my life. One kind of thing is to find a community. That is central to kind of the human spirit, is to live in a community with people. And so that's something that you will stick to. It'll be much easier to stick to, you know, if you have relationships built within like a particular activity. But that's just one of the things. There could be a number of reasons to motivate yourself or to play a game of psychology, so to speak, to rewire yourself to implement something into your life. And it's very likely it's not going to be the most efficient method, like high-intensity interval training. Very likely, you know, it's going to be something that, like I've said before, it's going to be something that's maybe great, and it's like the second, third, or fourth best thing you can do, but that is, you know, exponentially better than nothing. Okay, so this is another segment from Real Talk Fitness. Keep the questions coming. Keep coming at me.